Hey sluts, I'm Aubrey, an Aquarius sun, Scorpio moon, Taurus rising.
And I'm Danny, a Sag sun, Leo moon, Libra rising.
And we're your astro sluts.
New couch alert. New couch.
Yay! We have the big green. we point to one pillow. We have a big green couch in my new apartment. It's amazing. It's like this massive like chartreuse sectional. Yeah, it's just pretty iconic. It was quite the find. Found for me.
Wow. Personal furniture shopper.
Exactly. Listen to our episode with Caroline Calloway for more details on that. Cause it was a little bit of a, it's been like my story of the week.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Is getting this couch. It is a good one. But yeah. We're here. It's very exciting. I can talk about this more later, perhaps. But I did get this couch the day before Venus retrograde, which is in my fourth house. So it's just funny. I'm glad I got it like literally right before, because I feel like if I got it right after, I like in September, I'll be like,
what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I'll like fucking hate it. So I think it was.
Yeah. Well timed.
Yes. Trust your timing. Trust you know, timing. When someone DMs you with your dream couch.
Take the couch.
Today we are doing a whole episode on Venus retrograde. You might have heard it is the talk of the town right now. Yeah. What's going on?
What's happening? Yeah.
It's what is gonna be happening until September. So we thought we'd do a deep dive.
Yeah, I feel like it's like literally been all over TikTok for like months.
Yes. No, people have been like building up to this retrograde. They're like, yep, summer now, but just wait.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll get into it.
We'll get into it.
Thanks for calling Astro Sluts. Leave your birth time.
You want to know how to get that guy? Text their mom. We're going to need that time. We'll be your latest crush. Call us Astro Sluts.
Do you have life updates for us?
Yes. Well, last night I saw Beyonce.
A huge update.
Huge life update. I really recommend.
Did you not see me just pour this all over
myself?
Oh my
God, I didn't.
Okay, hold on. You give your update.
Okay. I'm like, well, I'll speak into the camera then. I really highly recommend seeing Beyonce if you ever have the opportunity to see Beyonce, because it's truly the best show. Like, she is literally the best performer. I've seen her 3 times and it's something I will do every time she's in town, even though leaving Soldier Field was the worst thing that's ever happened to me last night. But it's an amazing show. Obviously, Renaissance is such a good album. It's such a fucking fun concert. Like, everyone was just dancing. It was really good vibes. And that was my Beyonce. That was last night. And I don't know. As usual, I'm just doing too much. I, like, quit my job. Was that in May? I guess I quit in April, I guess. But I think I was done in May.
Yeah.
And so then obviously like for 2 weeks I'm like doing nothing, and then everyone asked me to do stuff, and then I signed myself up for a bunch of stuff, and then all of a sudden like 3 months later I'm like, well, I've overcommitted.
Yes.
Once again I gave myself 2 weeks of free time, and then I'm
full
back
speed
to just,
ahead
just doing everything I can possibly think of. How about you?
I also had a crazy fucking couple of weeks. That's why you may have noticed we took a few weeks off here. There was like just literally no possible way we could have released episodes. My like joke has been like we're recording this on a Sunday. So like a week and a half ago, like Tuesday, I like literally laid down in bed and I was like, I feel like I am about to put myself up for sacrifice. And I went on a date.
Yay!
That's all.
Do you want to expand?
No. Okay. But I was going on a date the next night, and then like the next 4 days, I was working like 15-hour days, like the whole weekend, and then I had my show. And so I was like, I feel like tomorrow I have like my last supper. Yeah. I get like one nice little night and then literally, that's it for me. Then I'm like, I'm giving myself up. I'm going to die. And that's like, that's just the life just I've the chosen. Yeah.
Yeah.
But now it like, I'm like on the other side of all of that. Mm-hmm. And so that feels amazing that I like that did all the things.
Huge weight off the shoulders.
Yes. And like everything went like pretty well.
Yeah.
Like I can't like complain that much. Mm-hmm. I could a little always, but
yeah.
Overall, like very happy.
We're alive.
You know what? Like we lived
literally
through
just made it.
It
out alive.
So that is like a good enough feat for me. Yeah. I don't know. I think that's it. The couch is like my biggest.
Yeah.
My biggest update, really.
Huge update.
Yeah. I just like my house does actually just like kind of feel like someone lives here.
Yeah,
now.
For sure. No.
Because it did not before. I just had like three chairs that did not go together. One was a camping chair.
The camping chair was really a moment.
It was a huge moment. It's a really nice, it's like REI. Like it's a great chair, but it is just like funny because it's like not my vibe at all. But it has like gotten me through multiple moves now.
Yeah.
It just like fully collapses and it like mm-hmm. is like a lounge chair. So very practical. But yeah, now it's like nice. I can like come home and like lay on my couch. Like I was gonna get this other couch from my parents' basement mm-hmm. that is like a huge fucking vibe. It's like from like what like before my parents even met, this was like my dad's couch and it's like this like black like kind of leathery couch.
Yeah,
but like fake leather. And it's a huge vibe.
Yeah.
Like bachelor pad.
Yeah, like the rounded,
yes.
like very rounded couch.
Yes.
Yeah. It's classic.
It's classic. But it's like is not comfortable. I like a cuddle.
Yeah.
It is not a couch that like
no, that's true.
More than one person could lay down on.
Yeah. No, I feel like one of us would always be on that on a sleepover.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But it's for sure a onesie.
It's a onesie.
Yeah.
Like two people could sit on it comfortably.
Yes. Like while you play Wii.
No, exactly. It's more of a gaming couch, not a lounging couch.
Absolutely.
So this is truly changing my life.
Huge.
Just being able to lay down.
Yeah.
Because before I just had my lounge chair.
Yeah. Laying across the chair.
Exactly. Up next, we're going through our roster. We go through what the current planets are doing, what's happening, your weather report. Who's, you had better sports terms. Who's on the lineup?
Who's on the lineup? Who's on the starting line?
Yeah.
Who's on the bench?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones I know.
Yeah. No, those are good. So first of all, Venus stationed retrograde on July 22nd. We're going to get into that later. So moving on, happy Leo season.
Yes, welcome.
Leo season started also on July 22nd. And a huge round of applause for all of us making it through Cancer season.
I know. It's so hard every year.
It's so hard every year. I feel like I just like blacked out for Cancer mm-hmm. season. Like I didn't even like, I mean granted I've had a panic attack like a week ago, so
yeah.
That's me. I'm like, I feel like I just didn't even register Cancer season. Okay, no, I was like,
you were feeling
cried
it.
More than I have in a long time. I've like never had a panic attack before.
Yeah.
I don't think trust your timing sometimes. Mm-hmm. You just need to cry, but luckily we are moving on from that. I would like to PSA, like, make sure you have all of your Leo friends' birthdays on your calendar.
Yeah, so true.
Because we are just reminded every year how much Leos love their birthdays. And just, like, don't forget them.
Yeah,
go on Facebook.
Give yourself a buffer on either side, too. At least a day or two on either side of the
yes.
birthday.
But, yeah, text your Leo friends. Be like, when do I need to block my calendar for your birthday? Like, get it on there in advance because you can't miss it. You'll
Absolutely.
Be in huge trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my first advice for Leo season. But in general, Leo is all about creativity and confidence, being like prideful, being a leader. So get a little crazy, flirt with your crush, ask out a rando, be the main character, and just overall slay.
Absolutely. Today, Chiron enters its retrograde in Aries.
It's the 23rd.
Yes. Today, as in the 23rd, not when you're listening.
The universal today.
Just whenever you feel like. Yes. So it will already be there when you're listening. But Chiron is a reminder, is our wounded healer asteroid. So, like, trauma vibes. And just trauma vibes in general. It is also really slow moving. So I feel like when it pulls focus is like around when it like shifts or goes into like a retrograde period. And I feel like this is just like a good time to like take a little step back, think about where Aries falls in your chart, and just kind of take note of like any old wounds or like anything that comes up for you, like a imbalance, like power struggle vibe maybe, just like in that area of your life. And then take a little time to reflect on how you want to start to heal those like wounds, move, how you want to like move forward, how you want to help yourself there, give yourself like a little extra love. Because obviously like this like Aries period in Chiron is happening for a minute. Is it 8 years? Like Chiron in general? I think it's like 7 or 8 years usually, but. So it's not like this is something that's going to be like super top of mind always. So mm-hmm. I feel like when we have these little shifts, take advantage of it. Start to think on it.
Love. Then on July 28th, Mercury is entering Virgo. Mercury is our planet of communication, of thinking, of chatting, social media, any sort of those like quick hit things. Mm-hmm. Also like short term transportation, like if you ride a bike or ride the mm-hmm. bus, like that's all ruled by Mercury. And Virgo is very detail oriented, hardworking, sympathetic, efficient, and Mercury is exalted mm-hmm. in Virgo. So it's super comfortable here. You might be feeling super motivated to like organize your thoughts, to do some writing, or just like you might finally feel like you like know what to say, like you can form a thought that you've been trying to form, or like processing things, like communicating with others like super clearly, which we love.
Yeah, amazing news.
Yes. Take advantage. Have those conversations that you've been putting off, because
form a thought.
Yeah. Try it out, see what it's like.
On August 1st, we have a full moon in Aquarius. I feel like this is a nice, like, kind of like, I don't want to say end of summer because that's kind of sad, but like height
for some
of
people,
summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like energy, spend some time with friends, maybe like go outside, soak in like just this like big summer energy with like a community, whether it's like friendship or there's like a little outing in your area or something. I feel like that would be a fun day to do that. Maybe a patio hang. But full moons are obviously always our time for reflection. So think about the last 6 months, because somehow Aquarius season was already 6 months ago.
That's insane.
That's a little bit shocking.
Oh my God. Yesterday was my half birthday.
Oh my God. Yeah. 6 months.
Look at that. Happy half birthday to me.
Happy half birthday to you. But yeah, think about like what journey you were trying to start, or if you were like starting any new habits, things in your life, and see where you've come over the last 6 months. This full moon will be square Jupiter. So this could feel like a lot of like maybe opinions or energy from other people, especially like in your community with your friends with that Aquarius energy. So, you know, you could take other people's opinions or you can leave them, but just know that it might be something might be feeling like a little like energetic, or there's like a lot of things coming from other people. Yeah.
I love it. What a roster.
What a roster. Good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For sex ed today. We are going to be talking about the Venus retrograde we mentioned earlier in our program. And we're going to go through by like your rising sign. So if you want to refresh yourself on your rising sign, you probably know it, but take a moment now. And then obviously that's going to relate to the house in your chart that Venus is currently retrograding through. So Venus went into this period of retrograde on July 22nd, and it'll be there till September 3rd. So we've got like a minute here. And like we said earlier, this has been such a hyped placement and like her period transit. And I feel like a really fear-mongering one.
Yeah.
Like I feel like in April, people were like, halt, cancel your summer plans. And it's like,
yeah.
Again, these things happen. Like this one's like every 18 months, I think. But like that's not that crazy.
I saw some headline that was like, breakup season is here. Like Venus retrograde. Like,
yeah, even when I was doing some research, even like some of the like just little things I was reading, I'm like, this is so negative. Yeah. Like, why would you write that down?
Yeah. We're gonna be fine.
Always.
Yeah.
We're always gonna be fine. And like we'll talk about how it's gonna show up, but again, it's just like always something that's just like gonna come up.
Yeah. It's just like a part of life.
Right. For like a couple weeks, and then we try to do our best to work through it, and then hopefully we move on. TBD, but usually we move on.
We should anyway, right. But as we may know, Venus is our planet of love and romance and attraction, values, money, rules Taurus and Libra, so like those kinds of like lovey-dovey vibes. And this Venus retrograde is in Leo. So like we kind of said before, Leo is very creative and confident. It's ruled by the sun. So it's like shining bright, shining light on things that we might not have been thinking about. Very unapologetic. And it's also Leo season. So whatever like house of your chart is Leo, that part is getting like kind of doubly emphasized right now. Then you may be familiar with a Mercury retrograde. Retrograde is what happens when a planet like appears to be moving backwards in the sky. It's not actually moving backwards, but it's kind of like an optical illusion with like how everybody's going around the sun, and sometimes it looks like it's moving backwards. But so when a planet goes retrograde, it kind of feels like it's everything starts to like slow down, like life is hitting the brakes a little bit. And it gives us an opportunity to do our rule of re's. So like any word that starts with re, we can apply it to our Venus retrograde. Mm-hmm. Reflect, reassess, realign.
Renew.
Exactly.
Reset.
So like how Mercury retrograde brings up all of these like communication issues, you realize the ways in which you are not communicating properly. Venus retrograde is going to bring up those kinds of things about love. So sometimes things get a little sticky in your love life, in your values, any sort of like Venus theme, like those things are going to start to come up and you're going to be forced to like face the things that you have not been dealing with.
Yeah. This one also just feels really like boredom-y.
Yeah.
Like especially because like with Leo, it's like all the things that are like fun and like the fun things you care about, like I feel like it could even just like manifest in like you're just like, ugh, like feeling dull or feeling like your like favorite workout is like not that interesting, or like I hate all my clothes, like I hate my wardrobe, or you know, like all those things are just like a little lackluster. The little things that bring you joy might be just kind of like could do without.
Renew your sparkle. Yeah. Venus retrograde's are also kind of known for like they can bring up like those whirlwind romances. Like a lot of people will like meet each other during a Venus retrograde and you're like, oh my god, we're soulmates and it's amazing. And then like Venus retrograde ends,
what?
And it's
what
like
what was that? Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what was I doing? Like I have nothing in common with this person. Or like they ghost you. Also like if you are in a relationship and it's not a relationship you should be in, a Venus retrograde might like bring up those kinds of things. And like breakups do happen during a Venus retrograde, but like if you are in a happy relationship, like things aren't just gonna
make something happen.
Yeah. It's just going to bring up the things that you haven't been dealing with. And if you are that worried about this Venus retrograde breaking up your relationship, either like you just want to break up or you are just misinformed and you don't know that like this is going to be fine.
Yeah. I feel like, again, like it would probably be like that boredom or like I feel like it's almost like if you're single, you're like, I'm so done with being single. I want to be with someone. Or it's like the flop of that. The flop. The flip.
Kind of.
The flip or the flop.
The flop.
Of being like, I'm in a relationship and I'm so bored of my relationship. Like, I just want to be single again. Like, that kind of just like, you're just probably like, just looking for a little. Again, that just, you like, just want a little sparkle.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So everyone will be feeling this Venus retrograde in Leo in generally the same way. I'd like to think of it as a whole, we get to reflect on how we can love ourselves better.
Absolutely.
Because Leo is like so me, me, me. And Leo and Venus is love. So I think that's like a nice like we can all bring some more posy vibes to ourselves and others. But it's also going to be hitting your chart specifically, which is like what we said earlier.
Yeah.
We're going to go through the rising signs based on what house Leo is for you.
Love it.
Yeah.
I'll kick us off with Aries rising. So if you have an Aries rising, that Leo is going to be in your fifth house. So we have been chatting a lot about the fifth house. So I hope you know what the heck the fifth house is. But if you're new, the fifth house is ruled by Leo. So we have like our creativity, our creation, art, pleasure, the things that are fun and flirty and exciting to us. Definitely a good time to reflect on like what's holding you back from like expressing yourself or putting yourself out there. And I feel like that could be like putting yourself out there by like flirting with someone or like a crush or dating or like literally just like posting your art on Instagram or like putting out new art. So definitely like a good time to think about like what kind of barriers or like what kind of self like restrictions or like consciousness you're putting on yourself that's stopping you from doing that. And for a little push, it might be nice to like try something that's creative and new. Whether it's like an artistic outlet or like I said earlier, like maybe you just need to like go shopping and see if something inspires you at the store kind of vibe. But definitely want to get your like creative juices flowing to help like push yourself to get excited about whatever you're creating or whatever you want to flirt with or put yourself out into the world.
Love. For Taurus rising, this is going to be happening in your fourth house of home and family. This is where mine is because I'm a Taurus rising. So this, the fourth house is going to be both like your physical home around you, but also like your family and like ancestral lines. So now is going to be a great time to do like some reflection on your childhood, like thinking about ways you could reparent yourself or just like general inner child work, which we did an episode on at some point. But you know, like watch your favorite TV shows as a kid, eat your favorite foods, like do those things that are like fulfilling and like make little you happy. And then also like how can you like think about your physical space around you? Like do you suddenly want to like redecorate? Like how can you make your like home life more aligned with like how you want to live? Like make your nest prettier.
Beautiful. Gemini rising, you are going to have this happening in your third house. So your third house is like communication, daily life, siblings, like the people you see on the daily and the things you kind of experience daily. So definitely a time to think about and reflect on like who and what you're giving your energy to and like how do we feel about that? Obviously, is it making a positive impact on our lives or like sucking our souls away? And then how are you relating to like the people around you? How are you communicating with people? Does it feel like an effective, you know, way to get your points across, get your thoughts across, as we said earlier? And I feel like for this, it would be just really nice to like just go to like a new coffee shop in like a different neighborhood, or like if you, you know, walk the same route every day, like walk a different route and see where you end up. Like just literally taking like making like little daily shifts in your life that can just feel like exciting. You could discover something new. You might see something new on your journey. Might just like make you feel a little more excited about the things that happen to you every day, or even just like make you appreciate the small things. And even reaching out to like someone outside of like maybe your close friends group, or like hanging out with like someone you don't like go to the office with every day, or like just someone that's like a little beyond your like everyday circle might be nice too, to just get a new insight.
Absolutely. For Cancer risings, this is going to be in your second house of values, possessions, and money. Time to think about like what is your relationship to the things that you own, and the things that you have. Like, what are your values? Look, if you've like how you've been spending your money would be a good thing to reflect on as well. Like, and does that align with like what you really want? So if you've been like really wanting this one thing for months and months, like just spend it. Like the money is coming back to you. Like get the thing that you've been wanting. Buy your couch, you know, or whatever that like jacket you've been eyeing, or like whatever the thing is. Or if it's like the opposite, you feel like you've been spending a lot of money and like not on things that are like filling you up, start a savings account or like get yourself on a budget, like whatever you can do to like align your physical possessions and money with like the life that you want to live.
Beautiful. Leo risings, this is going to be happening in your first house, so big self-reflection energy here. Obviously we have Leo, the self, the first house, the self. Lots of internal energy, lots of self-reflection. Definitely a good period of time to like think about how you want to show up in the world. It's probably something like as a Leo rising you're already thinking of on the daily, so maybe you don't need to like totally put like pressure on like actually doing anything about it or like changing it, but definitely just take notes of the things that come up for you during this like next couple weeks. And then just like step back and think big picture, like who do you want to be? What does like your, you know, role in the world, like what does that mean to you? Who do you like, what do you want to be doing for other people? What do you want to be doing for yourself? Just like finding what's truly important to you. And obviously like you don't have to like, it's not like you're gonna make that change in like 2 or 3 weeks, but just like noticing it, letting things come up. Lots of journaling, lots of creating, or like making art to let yourself just like kind of get into that flow. Stay open to changes. And it doesn't always have to be that deep. Maybe you just need to like make a collage or a new Pinterest board, you know? Again, buy a new outfit, make a little bracelet, like have fun with it. I feel like you could get like, I feel like we've had like in our advice, we've been talking about like Leos sometimes get so like hard on themselves about thinking they should know who they are as Leo.
Yeah.
So I would say, especially during this period when there's like more of that energy and questioning coming up,
just experiment.
Yeah, experiment. Let it all happen. Relax.
Speaking of relaxing, Virgo risings. Virgo risings are going to have Venus retrograde in their 12th house. This is the house of like your subconscious, the things that are hidden, kind of like mental healthy. So this is going to be a great time for like that deep spiritual work. Yeah. Any sort of like meditation, journaling, like anything that will like get you in touch with like your higher self or whatever you want to call that. A good time to like bunker down, like spend time with yourself, like not doom scrolling, like quality time, like with yourself. And just like, what can you be more conscious of? Like, what choices are you making that you're like, wait, why do I always, or like yeah, actions?
Why do I keep doing that?
Why do I keep doing that? Like, it's time to like, be like, what like biases do I have against myself or others? Like, what is that like little voice in your head? Like, what has that been saying to you? And is that the, are they nice things? But yeah, what can you notice that you like have not been totally aware of to unpack.
Beautiful.
Fun times.
Libra rising, this retrograde is going to be happening through your 11th house of community and friendships. I'm going to give a speech. I'm not going to give a speech. Okay. I was talking to our friend this morning at brunch about like our Venus retrogrades. He has a Capricorn Venus, so it's going through the 8th house. But then I was talking about it with my 11th house. And I just like, I do feel like I'm having like the most annoying shit with my friends lately.
Yeah.
Like I obviously just complained to you about it like all lunch yesterday. Because like obviously not me. I'm not being annoying. No, you're not annoying ever. So, but like I just like, and I don't think any of them are listening, so I think it's fine. But like it's like literally just like stuff that's like, it's not friendship ending. It's not that big of a deal. It's just like all these like little me things. And
they're just not doing.
They're not doing the work. Thank you for saying that. They're just not doing the work. And it's like, but it is like literally to that point, it's this weird, like, I'm having this like hard time, like being like, oh my God, do these people serve me?
Yeah.
And like, obviously, like, I don't mean it in like that, like literally, but like, do these friendships like serve what I'm trying to do? Like where I'm trying to go as a person? And like, I think it's just like hard when you have like such good friends. Like, when you leave like friend interactions feeling like fulfilled and energized and like, yeah, that was so silly or whatever. It's just like, I feel like it's in a good way because you can realize things, but like then you like leave other interactions being like, I'm like drained, or like sometimes I go home and just like cry when I'm with my friends.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm just like, because I just soak in people's shit. But I don't know. So I think for myself, something that I should do is like reach out to old friends.
Mm-hmm.
Go a little further back. Like, who did you used to really have fun with? Mm-hmm. What are they doing? Even if they're not like near you, maybe like talk on the phone or something crazy.
Super crazy.
But also like figure out how to set boundaries. I'm really bad about it with friendships because I just like think it's weird. It's not weird, but I get weird about it. But
it's hard
because it's like, I feel like what I said earlier, like it's all temporary friction.
Yeah.
It's not like life ruining, but like don't let yourself get that far too.
Yeah.
So maybe like figure out how you can set those little boundaries for this time period.
Love. For Scorpio risings, this is your 10th house of career and public roles. I think this is particularly interesting because Scorpio rising is going to be a little more hidden of their true self. Like they're someone that's like not going to show someone who they are until that is like earned.
Yeah.
Might just like hide or come off secretive. So I think using this Leo season and Venus retrograde lighting up this 10th house to reflect on like, how can you let the world see you? Because you're amazing.
Yeah.
The people deserve to see you. And, like, you deserve to shine. So, like, how can you share your accomplishments? Mm-hmm. Like, take credit for the things that you've been doing, like, in your career probably. And just, like, let everybody see you.
That's so nice.
Right?
Yeah. Sagittarius rising, this placement or this transit is going to be in your 9th house of travel, philosophy, education, higher education. If you listen to our Caroline Calloway episode, you will learn all about the 9th house as well,
which will probably come out after this one.
Yeah,
just by the way, we keep talking about it.
We're
I'm
excited.
Confused about the days of the week.
Yeah, a couple days, right?
Hopefully we'll see how much editing I can do.
A couple days to a week. So I would say for this, it's going to be like a nice time, I feel like, to like revisit like old, like a book you really loved, like reread a nice book, or like if you had like a fun like hobby or skill you learned and just like haven't really done it in a while, like pick that back up, like maybe get back on Duolingo or like relearn how to knit or something. Just find some like excitement and inspiration for like learning again, like relearning, or even just like maybe teaching or sharing your passions with someone else might feel like a nice way to like re-inspire that. Like you can teach your friend how to knit, I also think like Sagittarius placements always need their little dose of optimism. So something that might be nice for this is like make a list of like, I don't know, my therapist always tells me to do it and I forget every time, but make a list of like things that make you feel good or like just like bring you joy or like a show that you always like laugh at just so because when you feel shitty, you can like never remember.
Yeah.
So like have your little like notes app list of like a silly show you like or like, you know, a place that you go to like get your little matcha that makes you feel good. So I feel like that might be nice when you just like if you're feeling very dull, Sag risings, you can get a little get your little sparkle back. Or maybe see the Barbie movie. I'm going tonight.
I'm so excited. I went last night. It was really good. That's funny that you mentioned that because I was about to mention the Barbie movie because there's like a Duolingo like reference.
Oh my God, that's funny.
This crazy. Isn't like a spoiler.
I'm but like, that's why they were at the red carpet.
No, it probably is. The like, there's like a dad character in it and like his like only like character trait is that he's like learning Duolingo.
Stop. That's really
funny. It's funny as fuck.
I love that. Yeah. Good for them.
Yes. Yeah. Lots of funny little like references and things. Me and the person I went with were like, wait, we have to watch that again. Because sometimes people were laughing and we didn't know what they were laughing about.
Couldn't hear it.
But yes, we love the Barbie. You already do. I just know that you're going to love it.
Yeah,
but,
I'm going to love it.
Text us about the Barbie movie because we want to talk about it. Moving on, Capricorn rising is gonna have the eighth house. Do you guys ever think about dying? This is the house of death, of sex, of contracts, of any of those like taboo topics. And I think this is really comes down to being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And like if you want to create those deep connections with other people, like you are going to have to show them who you are and like show those like deep scary parts of yourself that live in this house in order to like really connect with people like that. And Capricorn is another one of those like a bit like restrictive mm-hmm. signs. Like they're not really gonna be like, let's talk about our feelings.
Totally.
So yeah, thinking about just what you can do to be like a better partner, whether that's like a business partner, a friendship, sexually, and giving more of yourself in that. Like you showing yourself is you being better in those scenarios.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Aquarius rising, this is going to be happening in your seventh house of committed partnerships. This is like giving just like your ex sliding into your DMs. Yeah. Like this is where this like this like very like your ex is coming back or like your breakup is happening drama comes in. And again, literally like Aubrey said at the beginning, like this can be like quite whirlwind energy. So it can be like either you meet someone new and you're just like swept off your feet or it's like your ex could come back into the picture and it seems like a really good idea to get back with them. And I feel like that is just like even with like Mercury retrograde sometimes like you just like get like I feel like people get back together and then the second like the planet stations direct you're like, well, what the hell was that?
Literally,
like why did I just do that again? But like we said at the beginning too, this boredom thing might be coming into play with like whatever relationship status you are right now. So like if you're in a relationship, maybe just think about the ways that you can like relight the spark or like get excited about it again. And then like I would say after the retrograde period, like then is when you can make a move. But like see what work you can do on yourself and your relationships during this time period. And then if it's still a flop, it's a flop. But also especially if you're single and you're feeling like you really like really want someone during this time, again, like maybe just let yourself like date or maybe just let yourself like do a little flirting, swipe on the apps, but like you don't need to commit to anyone right now. We don't need to make any rash decisions. But yeah, nurture the space you're in. Try to find some light and excitement in whatever like relationship era you're in. And then come September, we can make our choices.
I feel like I don't know any Aquarius risings. I'm like, are they a myth?
I don't know if I
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I don't know if I do either. I can't think of anyone. Do you guys exist?
Yeah. Are you out there? Let us know. And Pisces rising, this Venus retrograde is going to be in your sixth house of work and health. So thinking about how can you bring more love to your like daily routines, whether that's like taking your care of yourself and your health, like I think also like going on nice little walks, taking mm-hmm. the scenic route, just like adding a little bit more joy to your everyday, like how can we make ourselves healthy? And also I think you can apply this to like your day job, like how can you make going to work every day a little bit more enjoyable? Mm-hmm. Do you need like a new pair of shoes that are either, you know, more functional or right. just make you feel cool? Or like, can you pack yourself a little treat in your lunch? Like just figuring out how you can make like every day better, especially if you are like someone that's like on your grind.
Yeah.
Like making things like nice and making sure that like you are being filled up.
Yeah.
By your everyday and not just where you think you're headed.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I think one other thing we should mention is the last Venus retrograde was, it started December 19th, 2021 and went until January 21st, 2022. And it was in Capricorn. So you can also do that math on your own time of like where Capricorn is in your chart. And just reflect on like what that experience was like for you. And hopefully that will give you some peace of mind. Or if it doesn't give you peace of mind, you can remind yourself that it's highlighting a different part of your chart. So it will at least not be the same.
Literally.
Because I did suddenly become heartbroken about my ex last time Venus went retrograde. Yeah. That was then.
I was trying to figure out when that was. I don't know what I was going through.
I don't remember either.
I think I was just being a slut.
Amazing.
Probably. Yes, that was quite a time.
Yeah.
I mean, that was so funny.
It was really funny.
I was so stressed out about it. I was like, you have to stop. You have to stop.
I had like a delay. I mean, I'm sure it's like literally being recorded week by week when we were releasing episodes then. But yeah. I had like a delayed processing time. 6 months later after my breakup, I was like, wait, I went through a breakup and was never sad about it. So slay. But I also realized that, so my natal, like Venus is retrograde in Capricorn. And I'm also ruled by Venus. So I do wonder if that one like hit me a bit harder.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Than others need to. I mean, granted, yeah. like no matter what Venus does, like you and I both are like,
right,
more affected by it because it's our chart rulers. But I don't know, I just was like, okay, yeah. wait, maybe that's why it was like so amplified for me last time.
Yeah, definitely.
And like now I don't really have any, like I don't have any other placements really in my fourth house, so I'm feeling like less daunted by it, whereas like I have a ton of shit in Capricorn, so it was hitting everything directly. Things to think about. Hopefully this gives you some peace of mind or at least a journal prompt to get you through the next month and a half or whatever it is. And yeah, share this episode with your friends who are spiraling too.
Yeah, absolutely. If someone sends you a scary TikTok, send this back.
Yes. And up next is Hot Topics. We're just like slowly morphing into Andrew and Joe. Huge inspirations for us. I was laughing at that one reel that I randomly saw. We have this when we did our like astrology and gender episode. We like sing gender and like I don't think we were listening to Good Children then, or I don't know, maybe we were. When was it? Wasn't like that long ago. It definitely wasn't like a conscious choice at the time.
I didn't even like think about it at the time.
But if we had
unless
sung
it was
in
like
that
when
way.
We just first started listening to it, so it was just like subconscious, like deep in the brain.
Yeah, funny though. Yeah. Now any little song, I'm like,
well, should we sing?
Yeah. our hot topic segment is when we talk about the hot topic. We take a little break from our mall stroll, pop into Hot Topic, a little break from astrology. And this
see
week,
what's in store.
See what's in store. That's great.
Thank you.
So today we're going to talk about, you know, slightly coming off of our Venus retrograde chat of just like, how do you refresh yourself? Mm-hmm. Inspiration. How do we like become anew?
Yeah.
If you will.
Love it. I say this every single week. Do a craft. Make some art.
It is just a great idea.
It's a good idea. It really is. But I think especially with this Leo energy we're having right now, it's Leo season. We've got Venus in Leo, like lean, creative when it comes to self-care practices. I also think like something I keep seeing on TikTok that I think is so fun and we need to do more of is just like craft nights with friends.
Yeah.
Just like bring in some tote bags and some paint to someone's house and like doing it. Like that shit is so fun. Like it's nice to do things alone creatively, but it is also nice to like do things with other people. So I think that would be really fun for this season.
Yeah. Maybe we like should do that.
Yeah, we definitely should.
On my couch.
Yeah. A little craft night.
Yes, we are big mood board people, whether that's on Pinterest or like get out your magazines and your scissors. We're just like obviously ruled by Venus, so we're very visual, like an aesthetic. But maybe you're a list person. A list is nice too. Read a book. Go to the library.
Mm-hmm. I also think like, I don't know, something I've just been like, I don't know why. I don't know if it's actually, I was trying to think if there was like a transit. I don't know. I'm like obsessed with like the, like an anxiety future thing right now. Like future about anxiety about my future.
Oh, I was like, I had no idea what you're trying to say.
I know. Sorry. I said that like really backwards. But like, I'm usually not, I don't know. That's like not really what I get stressed out about usually. Mm-hmm. But I think just like, as I've been dealing with that, it's a good reminder and reminder for all of us to just like focus on the now, mm-hmm. especially if you're in like a dull place, a stressed out place, an anxious place, like just stop worrying about the future, stop setting far out goals for the moment, like, and just focus on like, what do you need right now? What do you need today? Mm-hmm. What do you need? Maybe tomorrow is even too far to look, but like, what can you do for yourself in the moment? What is true in the moment? Where are you at currently? Because usually it's like really not as bad as we think it is. If we just like, okay, like where are we? We are safe. We are, you know, a little bit hungry maybe. Like, mm-hmm. and then it's just a lot simpler.
Yes.
So I feel like that's good too. When we talk about like, I feel like sometimes we just are like, plan this, manifest this, blah, blah, blah. Which is all great. I love that shit. Do it all the time. But also, like, if that's just, like, sometimes it's too much. Sometimes you just need to be like, okay, I don't need to, like, think ahead right now.
Yeah. Something that I've been thinking a lot about recently is just, like, literally, like, the hierarchy of needs pyramid.
Yeah.
And, like, you cannot beat yourself up if you are not feeling, like, artistically inspired. Like, if you are not, like, sleeping every night or like eating every day or like whatever those drinking water like you cannot possibly think that you are going to create your best like best artistic work or whatever do the best work at your job if you're like literally not like keeping your meat suit alive to the best of your ability. I just feel like that's important to like keep in mind that like that should I look it up? I don't even know like what the actual hierarchy of needs thing is. I just like say it all the time. And I know
it's like connection is one of them, but I can't think of like really what they are.
Okay. Oh, they're a little bit more like, I was thinking that like food is at the bottom of But kind of. Okay. Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. No, it is. I just don't know big words. Okay. Physiological is like the bottom.
Yeah. Like how you just, again, like eating food, drinking water, having just literal basic needs met to function.
Yeah. Safety is the next one. Do you like feel safe in your home? Do you have a secured home environment? Like,
yeah,
etc. And then like, oh, like again, if you don't have those two things, like you can't hop the pyramid. Like it's, mm-hmm. you have to like just take care of yourself. I guess this is like this is kind of a tangent, but like, I just feel like everyone has been having such a rough time recently.
Yeah.
I just feel like truly everyone I know is like fucking crumbling. Like so many of my friends are like so deeply unwell, and like, I am somehow, even after my like such rough couple of weeks, like I'm glad that I have like a little bit of extra. I have like at least 5 different people that I'm texting every day being like,
yeah.
Okay, how are you? What's going on? Like, give me an update. Are you okay? Like, take a nap today kind of thing. Yeah. I don't know, I'm just like, everyone has me very worried about them.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I know. I worry about people too. I think it is literally just, people just like don't take care of themselves.
Yeah.
And I think that's something I didn't realize until we were like older. Because yeah. You just like, I mean, we were very lucky. We grew up with like parents that would be like, brush your fucking teeth if you didn't brush your teeth. But yeah. Like, so we like, I don't know, you just like had those people in place looking out for you already. So mm-hmm. like, but then when you like don't, I think you like, whether it's mental health, whether it's time, like just so many things like keep people from taking care of themselves. And yeah. It is just like literally getting back to the simple shit. Sleep an extra hour. Take a nap if you need to. Feed yourself more than once a day. Like,
yeah, I do think it is like a combination of like our parents are all so lovely. And mm-hmm. also like you and I have always been so fucking busy that
yeah,
like
I know.
If we didn't do like take yeah. care of ourselves, we would have like would literally
know.
Be dead.
I yeah. know, literally. No, even like, I know it is something I am like good about like sleeps wise. Like I'm like, okay, so like I got home from Beyonce at 2 a.m. last night and I'm going to Barbie kind of late tonight. So then I have to, on Monday night, I have to sleep and I can't do an early workout because like I just like have gotten good at that stuff because I literally like, I just, I can't not yeah. sleep. Like I'm so angry, so upset. And also like that's how I am with food too.
Yeah,
so.
Me too.
But I think people have way different tolerances.
Yes.
Too. So, like, if you're someone who can, like, go all day without eating and not, like, go so insane that you know you have to eat some food or, like, you can run on, like, no hours of sleep, like, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Let's, yeah. like, put a reminder in your phone. Set an alarm. Just try to, like, try to push yourself to give yourself those things.
Because I think it's, like, sometimes, like, an awareness thing, too. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you have, like, trained yourself to, like, just feel the way you feel every day, if you like really thought about it and you like didn't, if you don't ever sleep, like if you like tried sleeping, I think you'd be like, whoa, people
yeah.
feel like this every
no,
day.
Totally.
Like you just have no idea because you've just like trained your body to like
yes.
function like that.
I know. Yeah. Yeah,
food is like a big one for me. Like
yeah.
I have to, like I really need my 3 meals a day.
I know, me too. I also just get, like, so anxious when I don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just, like, it's, like, an awful feeling. Like, I did see someone, though, like, their therapist. It was, like, a TikTok that I keep meaning to, like, actually look into, but I obviously haven't. So, I have just the TikTok knowledge. But their therapist, like, was, like, you, like, force them to eat, like, a little something maybe every 4 hours or something. It was, like, more than 3 meals a day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for, like, their anxiety. And oh, I just thought that was interesting. I keep wanting to look into it. But I'll get there one day. But I just like, I was like, that's so interesting. Like instead of, because even if I like, if I eat lunch at 4 o'clock, like, oh, I've already freaked out. I've already
yeah,
cried.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So I was like, oh, that's interesting. Timing wise to keep yourself like, I'm, I can only assume it's like a stress or like a hormone thing, keeping it balanced.
Yeah. I don't like know what the placements are, but I do know that like when Jessica Lignato will do like medical astrology readings, mm-hmm. like sometimes she'll be like, you're someone that like
oh.
needs to eat little meals throughout the day.
Interesting.
I don't know like what, I don't know what or why
yeah.
that is, but that is like something that she'll be like, oh no, you're someone that needs to like whatever, mm-hmm. eat three meals, or like you're someone that needs to like snack throughout the day. Like,
yeah,
all of our bodies do just like work a little different.
Right.
But
so interesting.
Yeah. Let me run through these hierarchy of needs just because I started it. So starting at the bottom, physiological. So like literally food and water, mm-hmm. safety, like, are you safe? That's explanatory. The next is like belonging and love. So like then you're like friendships and mm-hmm. stuff. The next is esteem. I assume that's of yourself.
Yeah, like, just like how you see yourself and think about yourself.
Yeah. Next is cognitive.
I think that's like literally like learning and expanding, right?
Okay. Yeah, that makes
sense.
We
did this in fifth grade, so this is really far away from me.
Yeah, I guess cognitive is probably like learning non-essential things.
Yeah, like fine-tuning the brain kind of.
Yeah. Next is aesthetic. Beauty, like art.
Yeah, yeah, bringing like beauty and art and creativity, the extra, you can just keep adding extra kind mm-hmm. of thing.
And then next is self-actualization.
Understanding the self.
Yeah.
Actual.
And then transcendence.
Beautiful.
So now we know.
Well, I want to transcend.
Yes. But I think it is a good reminder of like we need to like take these steps of taking care of ourselves.
Yeah.
To get where we want to be going. Like you can't skip out on things. Like mm-hmm. obviously we've talked about balance a lot on the podcast before, and like you're never gonna like have it all.
Yeah.
You're never gonna like feel fulfilled in all of your friendships and your romantic life, and your house is gonna be clean, and you're like working really hard at work. Like that's yeah. just like never gonna all happen. Probably, but you know, always nice to keep in mind as we continue to readjust and rebalance like week to week or month to month or whatever mm-hmm. as the planets move through your chart and highlight different aspects that need your attention.
Beautiful.
So maybe this was helpful on
I hope it was helpful
keeping us all alive and well. Sometimes it's really hard.
It is hard.
I don't want us to seem like we have diminished those things. Like, we get it. It is so hard to take care of yourself. But we just gotta keep doing our best mm-hmm. and know that like you come first.
Yeah.
And take a day off of work. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this goes out to a very few specific of my friends. You are allowed to take a day off. You're allowed to rest. And like, if you are not taking care of yourself, you're going to burn out. You're going to like
yeah.
run into even bigger problems.
You can't just like enjoy the fun shit. Can't yeah. buy your new self new shoes out of anxiety.
That is so okay. true. Our supervisor at work recently was saying like, you have to like, you can like take a day off because like things move on.
Yeah.
With or without you. And I was like, and they meant that like work stuff, like we, like your coworkers can like handle a day without you or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, no, but like that is so true on both ends. If you do not like attend to your personal life
yeah.
or like the people in your yeah. life, like they're going to move on. Their lives are going to go on and you're not going to be there for it if you're right. at work all the fucking time. Or if you're like not at work, like, yes, that stuff is also going to be fine and go on without you.
Yeah.
A nice little reminder.
The world keeps spinning.
It keeps spinning. So dabble in all your little places. Take care of yourself. Stay inspired. Make crafts.
Have fun. Hotline bling. Hotline bling.
It's the remix.
The hotline is our advice segment where you, our lovely listeners, write into us to answer your questions, give you advice, talk about a crush crisis, I keep saying lately, which I really like.
Crush crisis line. Yeah.
Cute. So tell us about your crush crisis and we will tell you what we think. Do you want to read this one?
Sure. Okay, because I'm going to blush when I read it.
So.
Someone wrote into us, I have a crush on a straight man. Sag sun and rising. Taurus moon. Hot. We went to a concert together a couple weeks ago, and he told me he'd see me in 2 weeks. He was in New York with family. And then he fully stopped texting. This person uses they, them pronouns for context. And they are a Leo sun, Cancer moon, Capricorn rising. We have their birth time, so we'll get into other placements as needed. And they also mentioned that they like to talk about Mars and Saturn. Their Mars is in Taurus. I would love a deep dive. So we're going to try to hit all of the things.
Cool.
First of all, same.
I really feel like straight guys are having a moment right now.
Straight guys are having a huge moment right now.
Huge moment for that.
Which is like really funny also with the Barbie movie coming out.
I don't know, but I think I do.
You'll know even more tomorrow. It's a very interesting
alignment. Quite the redemption arc they're having.
Quite the redemption arc. No, I kind of love them right now. I know. Not like actually, but like they are just really cute.
I know. It is just so dumb because like they just are really cute. So like we totally understand. And it is just like so stupid and like so misogynistic, but like anything they do, it's just like so endearing.
Yeah.
So it is like really easy to crush on them because you're like, oh my God, you're a boy and you, I can't even think of something dumb. Like know how to wipe down a plate, clean, wash a dish. Like how fucking endearing.
I feel like I articulated like why well recently, but I can't think of like what it was, so I'm not gonna like try to do it now. But I feel like recently I like in the last couple weeks I like sent you a voice memo. I was like, no, this is why it like seems endearing,
because you were saying like anything that like they do, like they should already know that and have already worked through and have already, because we just like have such higher standards for non-men. So it's like anything like a non-man does is that's like somewhat thoughtful or, you know, we've worked on ourselves. It's just like, yeah, you better fucking have worked on yourself.
Yeah.
But like a guy could be like, I was just feeling like a little bit sad today. And you're like, oh my God. Well, he's in touch with his emotions. And
yeah.
He's really looking inward and he's communicating his feelings. And like, obviously, like if you just like hang out with one of your friends, you expect them to be like, oh, I'm like feeling good. Or like, I'm feeling a little sad. Like, yeah. As a non-man, you're just, you wouldn't like, someone wouldn't say that to you or like do some of those things, like, you know, have a thoughtful conversation. You don't like think about it after.
Yeah. Which is like fucked. That
no,
then,
it's like bad. I'm saying this and no, it's not
yeah,
a great
no,
thing.
Like, yeah. Boys do like the bare minimum. And then we are like, oh my God. Like a man was like nice to me in a stressful situation. And I was like, well, that was really impressive that he didn't like get upset with me.
Totally. I know.
Okay. Back to you.
I forgot what we were saying.
No, okay. So we like went on a date. I don't know if this was like their first date or.
I know. We don't have a lot of background.
We don't have a ton of background, but like I can totally empathize with this scenario. It's just like so classic and like a horrible feeling. Especially like when you thought something like was going well and like you just have like no answers. I think it's important to say that like we can't know what happened. We can't know how he's feeling. So like, of course we like make up stories. Like I've caught us doing this so much in my life where we're like coming up with all these scenarios of like how the other person could be feeling. I'm like, okay, we actually have literally like, no idea.
Yeah, like why?
And you can never come up with it.
Yeah.
Like whatever you come up with like is not what's going on in their head, because you just like can't read people's minds. And like, I don't know, I think I had like a wake up call in which I had like, I connected with a friend that I had not connected with in a while, and just like hearing them talk about all the stuff that I've been seeing them go through, and I'm like, oh, I made up an entirely different narrative. And like hearing them talk about it, I was like, oh yeah, I could have never known that. Right. And like, why did I try to like
fill in the blanks?
Yeah. So just putting that out.
Yeah, but totally.
He's a Sag sun, Sag moon. It's giving like just a little bit of like loose cannon.
Yeah, a little flighty.
Even. Yeah, like might just not like necessarily mean everything he says. We talk about this with Caroline Calloway when that episode drops. Like Sagittarius like energies are just kind of like they just are like in the moment.
They're
and like
just saying things.
They're just saying things and like not. Like, it's kind of like Gemini.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like they are not, it's like not malicious. They're
yeah,
just like.
Yeah, it's just like whatever's true in the moment kind yeah. of vibe.
And then like in the
it's
next
like
moment.
It's like not that thought through.
No, it's not like, they're not like, it's not like personal. Like, I don't think yeah. he like did something and this guy's like, oh, red flag. I'm never talking to them again.
Totally. Yeah, like not obviously cool of him to ghost. But it seems like it's probably one of those things where it's, like, not worth it.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're, like, super torn up about it. But, like, if you're not.
Yeah.
It's probably for the best.
I know. I'm wondering, like, what your text line looks like. Or, like, mm-hmm. what was the last thing you said? Because, like, I do think that there is room to, like, I don't know. Send one text being, like, hey, I had a really great time with you.
Yeah.
Like. I get like just let me know if like you're not feeling it. Like I think you could like
oh yeah
ask for some sort of mm-hmm. clarity if like that's important to you, but also if it's like maybe you can also just be like if he wanted to he would
yeah
just kind of leave it and like move on, even though we like our condolences like
yeah
fuck that
yeah but. No, I was imagining that there was like already a triple text. I think yeah. you can always follow up. I'm yes. a huge multiple texter, always have been. So definitely follow up, especially if you're upset about it. If you're yeah. not, don't follow up. But if you're feeling a little like hurt by it and you haven't said anything, for sure send one more text and then I would call it.
Yeah. There's like a million straight guys in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you that this one is like really not
yeah he's
anything.
Just a guy
and like yes he was cute, but like you can just as easily convince yourself of like anything he did to like be your ick.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find another one, or there's like a million other queer people in the world that are also like probably further along on their like
yeah.
work journeys and are also hot as fuck. So like
you've got options.
We've got a lot of options here, which is like, I love that.
Yeah. I also think like, since you are interested in your Taurus Mars placement, I'm wondering, I'm like thinking that means it probably shows up for you a decent amount. But I feel like I know that this guy has like a Taurus moon, but with your like Taurus Mars, like I do think you just would be interested like in a relationship that takes a little more work.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, like if this guy's like already flighty after like one evening together or like one situation, like he's probably like not gonna get to that point for like a while. Like his Taurus might come through like once you've gotten to know each other and once he's mm-hmm. feeling a little more open, but with that Sag like sun and rising, like that's gonna pull a lot of the focus, especially when we don't know him that well. So it feels like it might just be like a little bit of a power struggle if we're not already like on even terms.
Yeah.
After this little like ghosting blip.
Yeah. And like Taurus is very like stable mm-hmm. and like secure and like steady. And so like that, those are things that like turn you on and you
yeah.
think are hot. And like, so, and like, yes, he has the Taurus moon. So like that is like, I see what you're seeing.
Yeah.
If you had like one like sweet, like if you,
totally.
You clearly like the same music, which is like a
right.
perfect example. Like there is that like inner emotional core of him that like you see is very hot, but like
yeah
the Sagittarius seems like it's not really like lighting your Mars fire. Since he is a Sagittarius rising, he has going on right now like literally no transits to his seventh house. Mm-hmm. Like it's empty ghost town in his seventh house of partnerships, and the only thing in his fifth house right now is Chiron.
Mm.
So it's just giving like the timing for him, and like shout out our Astro Book Club episode where we talked to Alice Bell about her new book Trust Your Timing. But it's just like timing for him. It's
yeah.
like not giving that he really is interested in being in like a relationship right now. And with Chiron in his fifth house, and it's retrograde now, like it's giving like some maybe like things are coming up for him, like about hookups, casual dating.
Yeah.
Like it seems like maybe he needs to work through some things to be in like a more playful sex hookup-y kind of scenario with you.
Yeah, totally. I also do think, I don't know if you would be like that into the sex anyways.
Yeah.
With like a Sag guy, like it's not giving Taurus Mars.
Yeah.
It's like very like race to the finish.
That's a great point.
Yeah. So like I was trying to like when you were saying that, I was trying to think about it like, and I was like, no, I feel like even without, now that you're saying that, even without that transit, I don't even think the hookup vibes would be there, even though I'm sure he is like hot.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure there's a hot vibe, but then I think when you, it's one of those things where you like actually get it and you're like, oh, that's not really what I wanted.
Yeah. The it's like not gonna be this like sexy sensual experience that you want to have with him.
No, not at all.
Not at all. I mean, we don't have his, do we have his Mars?
No.
Yeah, we don't have any more info, but like, yeah, I think
we
you're
just
fine.
No.
Yeah, we're just
we
getting
just
vibes.
Know it.
Yeah. Just trust us on this one.
Oh, something else I was wondering. I'm like, do we think like with this Taurus Mars, do you think it's almost like the conventionalness of like a man is something that might be attractive to you?
Totally.
So like literally just might be something to look out for.
Yes.
Like the just like the kind of like knowing what you're getting into, the boy boy, if he's like a total boy boy, just like, you know, the vibes.
Yes.
You're attracted to the like, if he like, it's just like cute boy, like Taurus, I feel like is like really into like that just like kind of natural beauty vibe, or like people's like can be like really into people's looks. So if he just like has that kind of like
classic,
that like
look,
cute
yeah.
boy look, like that probably is just like something that like will always catch your eye.
Yeah.
Even if you're not actually trying to like date a guy.
Totally.
Like
no,
you might just like be like, I love that, like I would know what I was getting.
No, totally. And there is something that is just like kind of hot about that. It's
yeah.
just like, I mean, wait, let me, what's the big three? Leo sun, oops, I just went somewhere. Leo sun, Cancer moon, Cap rising.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it is just kind of like an era for you, and like as a Leo sun, like obviously you're the main character, so like you are on Sex in the City, and this is just like the latest like
yeah, this
featured
is the episode.
Character.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the episode, and you're like, this is the episode where you like date
have
a straight
crush
guy.
On a straight boy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and he's just like classic. He's just like a boy.
Yeah,
and I love that for you.
I know, it's a little bit silly and fun.
It's silly and fun, and that's what I'm trying to get on as well. Why not?
Why not?
I was to make this about me. I was like joking with some of my coworkers. I was like, you guys see why I was trying so hard to be a lesbian? Because when I don't have those like restrictions on like who I'm allowed to like think is cute, I act fucking wild.
Yeah.
And I just see anyone and I make googly eyes at them and I'm like, I'll ask out anybody.
Why not?
Why not? It is kind of fun.
I think it's a little bit more fun.
It is definitely more fun, but it is just like,
yeah.
I feel like
we're
everyone's
just in a crush
like,
whirlwind.
Whoa. Yeah, my boss was like, because I was referring to someone as my boyfriend, because that's just what I do. I call literally everyone my boyfriend now. Definitely mm-hmm. sparked by that TikTok sound, my boyfriend. And I was like, oh, I feel like I used to do that. That was really funny when I did that.
Yeah.
And I said something like, oh, yeah, my boyfriend. And my boss goes, oh, the rappers? And I go, oh, no. That
one.
Was
that was
no,
yesterday.
Those were my Tuesday boyfriends. This is my Thursday boyfriend.
Different day, different
yeah.
boyfriend.
Just hilarious.
So
though.
Funny.
And everyone is like just like taking notes. Like everyone's like so confused at my job of me suddenly being boy crazy. But, you know. Why not?
Like Saturn in the first house, just like you might just need to play a little more and figure out like more about yourself and your interests. Like it might just be like something that is like we just need to try things to know things about ourselves, kind of thing. Like, you might not feel like you're always like as sure of yourself, or like with that Saturn placement, like you have gone through your Saturn return, so you're like, you're a little more probably like on the other side of that, but it still just might be one of those things that like maybe you do need to like have a weird silly boy like ghost you to be like, okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Or like, we know this about ourselves, we don't need to keep doing this shit, or whatever it is. But I feel like also like on the other side of your Saturn return, you probably have that like a little lift in that area of your life, or like the questioning you're doing on yourself. So you can probably trust your gut a little bit more.
Yeah. Cancer season is also your seventh house. So maybe you were feeling like just that, like you just like, you know, wanted to be in a relationship for Cancer season, and just like your moon is in that house, your moon and Chiron and Jupiter are in that house. So you were just feeling lovey-dovey. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, now in Leo season is now your eighth house. So your Venus retrograde is going to come up in your eighth house. So we talked about earlier, that's like, how can you be more vulnerable, and like, how do you want like deep connection? And like, I don't know, reflect on like, was this dude really gonna give you that?
Right.
He couldn't even tell you like, hey, I'm not actually interested, or hey, I am interested, I'm just super fucking busy, like feeling super behind on stuff after my trip.
Right.
Things to think about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, sorry this happened.
Yeah.
I think we, I don't know, reflect on if you feel like you liked how you acted and handled, and like,
yeah,
your mindset just like going into this thing, or if you like put too much weight on it so far. I do feel like a Cancer moon, We might have fallen a little hard.
Yeah.
Right away.
Totally.
Which, respect. Why not? But yeah. Best of luck. You'll find someone else cutie pie to crush on.
Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Cheers. That's all we have for our epi. We should be back to our schedule of full episodes on Wednesday, quickie episodes on Fridays. Fill out our submission form. Mm-hmm. There's a link in the description of this episode, or you can go to our social link in bios. Ask us a question, ask us for advice, request a topic you want us to cover either in an episode or a quickie, and we'll do our best to get to all of them.
Yeah.
You can text us. The number is in the description of this as well.
Yay. Bye, sluts.
Bye.